from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Bulls of Steel, hour three on this Monday edition. Just looking at the college baseball spreads here. And the game that starts the day is the Gators and Texas Tech down in Hogtown. Gators favored by 2.5. Yes, you can actually get the run line in the regionals. Regular season, it's just the money line. Now, I think I could be wrong. I think that's relatively new, getting a run line. But yes, in the regional, you can also bet in game. In game. Which is amazing for college baseball. Now, I had somebody ask me, is college softball bettable? No, not that I know of. Maybe somewhere, you know, in Vegas, but no, none of these apps provide that, which is a shame. I mean, I'm sure it's to get your handle on it, know what you're doing, and put out the right numbers. Just favor Oklahoma in every game, right? They beat Tennessee 9-0 over the weekend, Oklahoma, and Tennessee's had a remarkable softball year. Is Florida State still alive too, guys? You Seminole fans? I haven't kept up enough with that. But today, Florida, Texas Tech, and it's -2.5, the run line. And if it's the money line, -220. LSU is favored also over Oregon State by 2.5. What's LSU got left pitching-wise? That's been a problem for them. After Skeens, Floyd's been pretty good for the most part. And then it's a precipitous drop. TCU and Arkansas. TCU put up 20 on them yesterday. The thing about that is you can't borrow against that number. Those runs don't count today, right? Can't borrow those runs that you scored in addition to yesterday and bring them over to today. Arkansas is favored by 1.5. Southern Miss. Now, if you're a Tennessee fan or detractor, this is the game, Southern Miss and Penn. You play the winner here, and the Supers don't know where that's going to be yet. If it's Southern Miss winning today, and again, they're slightly favored, 1.5, there is talk that Hattiesburg could get the nod over Knoxville. I don't know if that's true or not. That's what the chirping has been. If it's Penn, I'm assuming it'll be Knoxville, right? IU and UK. Is there another SEC Big Ten matchup in sports more common than IU and UK? There's really not a historic Big Ten SEC matchup. Is there a historic Big Ten SEC matchup more historic than IU and Kentucky? I'm just talking about in general sports. Forever in basketball. Remember those Joe B. Hall, Bobby Knight games? That's a good question. Is there another Big Ten SEC historic relationship? You may say, okay, Bill, what about Penn State, Alabama? Yeah, that goes back in football to Joe Pa, but you got to remember, Penn State wasn't in the Big Ten until, what, 94? Yeah, 94. But Kentucky's favored by 2.5. Coastal Carolina and Duke. Winner advances, -1.5 for Coastal. And A&M and Stanford. Stanford, the Cardinal, playing in Palo Alto, favored over the Aggies, 1.5. So, yes, you can get the money line, which you could get all year long on a lot of these games, but now a run line. You can also get overs and unders on this stuff, which is pretty good, too. Oh, man. Johnny Vegas says, tell Allen that, yeah, he hates baseball, but think of it this way. College baseball is awesome, and the chicken nuggets are a lot cheaper at the ballpark. Yeah, Allen. So you could pay $140 for 5 chicken nuggets in your luxury suite at Florida State football games with his family, or you can go to a baseball game and probably pay $10 for that same box of nuggets. Here's the problem with that, though. Allen doesn't really care what it costs. That's the problem with that. If he's willing to pay $140, whatever it is, for chicken nuggets in the Florida State suite, he ain't real worried about the pricing. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, Florida State softball is in the winner's bracket. One win and we are in the final for softball. Yeah, and whoever does that has to get through the bully on the block, which is Oklahoma softball. Oklahoma softball is the bully on the block. Ags and Strohs on the Texas Gulf Coast. Bill, can you think of a better trio when it comes to cuisine? And it's 3 states he's got highlighted: Texas, Louisiana, and New Mexico. I've experienced 2 of the 3 and loved it. And that'd be Louisiana and Texas. I couldn't tell you about the 3rd one, right? Well, I haven't been there. I don't think I've been. Have I been to New Mexico? I don't think so. I've been to Mexico, but not New Mexico. No. Been to Texas a bunch. Been to Louisiana quite a few times. But I mean, I love the cuisine. I don't know if I've thought about my favorite states. I mean, I like this one here. Frankly, guys, my favorite cuisine is when we do it ourselves. Now, yeah, going to a nice restaurant is fun. But I enjoy the process of when we do it ourselves. Really do. That's, to me, that's more fun than packing it up and going to a place. I know I'm in the minority on that one, too. Noel Kev says, Bill, and he's up in Chicago, if things go well today, and he says don't go well today, if I'm right, the SEC could only send 3 of the 9 teams to the Supers. Yeah, I mean, that could be the case. Auburn is eliminated. And they were hosting. Vanderbilt is eliminated. Vanderbilt baseball this year absolutely appeared better than a year ago. And I think they were. They certainly hit the ball better. Had some problems with health there down the stretch with pitching arms, but pitched pretty well. Got to remember, they won the SEC tournament. But a lesson for the ages that we've known forever: what they accomplished is wonderful. Winning that SEC tournament is historic, will last forever, right? They've won others, but, yeah, that'll go down. I mean, what'd you do in 23? The problem with that is it doesn't predict anything for beyond. It doesn't predict anything beyond that tournament. That's the problem with that. And let's face it, you run into some good programs. That's the other thing. I thought Vanderbilt, yes, I thought Vanderbilt would get out of there and be hosting the Supers. So I had that one wrong. Just to update you over the weekend, I don't log every day, but Johnny Vegas over the weekend went 22-7. This is college baseball, and this is betting. And year-to-date, college baseball, he's 223-95. Now, I went 5-2 yesterday. I think, and I don't really remember. I think I was one in the minus category on Saturday. Again, I should log these, but I don't. I'm so new to this. I don't have a system at all. I just remember the last day. Went 5-2, and I had to win last night. I had Florida last night. I had Boston College, which winded up in the afternoon. And I had Southern Miss, which was in a long rain delay. So that got me to 5-2 over the weekend. So there you have it. Johnny Vegas says run lines in college baseball and in-game are both due. That's what I thought, but again, I don't have a history with this, so I could be talking about something they've been doing for a while. But he says that aspect of it. Now, the ability to bet baseball, college baseball, has been around some, he says. But some of these new features, in-game and also run lines and all that, he said that's new. So I did not know the history of that. Noel Fan in the 863. Noles play the Lady Vols today. Vols have to win 2 to advance. Otherwise, Noles go to the finals. Same with Stanford and OU. So Stanford would have to beat them twice is what you're saying. And Tennessee would have to beat them twice as well, meaning the Noles to advance. All right. Balls of Steel, just hold them. We'll get to them in hour number 3. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's still pretty busy out here in a couple of spots where they're clearing that rank south of Nashville down in Murray County on 65 southbound at the 3637 mile marker. It's not really blocking traffic, but a lot of rubbernecking going on there south of Nashville. Had that earlier rank 40 westbound. It slowed down traffic coming through Hermitage. That's pretty busy as you come past Central Pike. Traffic's on the increase 24 up through the Hickory Hollow area on 24 west coming out of Murfreesboro. Hey, it's time to call Crest Pest Control. They do more than your average pest control company. Check out a list of their services at crestpestcontrol.net. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Music City will be rocking June 23rd through the 25th with a different sound, the sound of NASCAR.
Start your engine!
The Ally 400 is back at Nashville Super Speedway, and this year, it's a night race. NASCAR in Nashville. It's guitars and fast cars under the lights. Visit NashvilleSuperspeedway.com to get your tickets for the triple header weekend, including the Ally 400, Tennessee Lottery 250, and the Rackley Roofing 200 today.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Start your experience at Bob's with the fried calamari or fresh scallops seared in Texas burnt honey. All the beef at Bob's Steak and Chop House are USDA prime cuts, from the traditional fillet of tenderloin and ribeye to the adventurous Kansas City bone-in strip. They even have two different surf and turf options. And if you're looking for the other white meat, Bob's Steak and Chop House serves a dry-aged pork tomahawk with homemade applesauce. Fresh seafood is on the menu, from salmon to scampi, and even fresh lobster tail. For reservations, give them a call or log on to the Omni Nashville Hotel website. Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Jim Rome Show.
Man, I love Facebook. That's not in any way a time suck. It is such a valuable use of your time, going on everybody else's page and posting how beautiful they look when they don't. They don't. You know they don't. Come on. Anyway, do what you want with your time. I don't want you to tell me how to spend my time. I won't tell you how to spend your time, but I will tell you this. Stop cropping out pictures and including yourself and then acting like, hey, my hair looked great that day. My makeup was perfect that day. Just do what I tell you. With regards to this, you'll be fine.
Weekdays from 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio. College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
When we're in the play portion of the season, which is a pretty long stretch, right? It's September through January, through part of January, right? Now, again, camp starts in August. It feels like that's the launching point, too. But you know what I mean? When we're in the playing portion of the season, pretty much every show, and maybe not every minute of every show, but mostly, overwhelmingly, the games, past and present, that we're watching, dictate the show, right? Dictate what is going on with the show. It might be the outcome of a game. It might be individual players and their performance. It might be how poorly somebody's doing. It might be how surprisingly bad somebody's playing, how surprisingly good somebody's playing. All of that, right? When you're in the playing portion of the season, the playing portion dominates our 3 hours for obvious reasons. This time of year, the non-playing portion of the season, way more latitude. Way more latitude, which I like. The variety is a gorgeous thing. It's a delicious thing. Josh says, Bill, not an original thought here by me or Josh, but I want to explain something. Josh says here, Josh in Picktown, Ohio, who now has the RecTech 1200, which is about the size of the Grand Canyon. That's how much meat you can get on Josh's new RecTech. I've got the 700, which is big, not like that. Oh, and Adam said early, the reason why you could say it's more delicious is because you have something like that to cook it on. That's true. Cooking with a RecTech is cheating. It's basically you're back in school, and every test you take, you can cheat on, you can look at your neighbor's paper, or you can open up the book and look it up and answer. That's what it's like cooking on a reg tech. It's the ultimate cheat code. It's true. Very true. Josh says, Bill, the game, which in his case is the Ohio State-Michigan game, is greater than the Iron Bowl in regards to intensity and hate. Now, let me say this. It would be fun to be able to go and live in each state and live it, right? Spend a year in Alabama. Spend a year in, well, here's the problem with that, though. It's not just one state up there. It's Michigan, Ohio State. But spend a year up that way and that geography living that experience. Here's the only problem that I have with Ohio State, Michigan being more intense, more hateful than Alabama, Auburn. And it's this. In Alabama, an intrastate rivalry, you have nothing else to pay attention to when it comes to sports. Now, yeah, they have Alabama. If it's Major League Baseball, most of that state likes the Braves. Okay, that's for sure. But I'm talking about an in-state sports item to take you off the target, which is Alabama-Auburn. There is nothing in that state. Gorgeous state. I love Alabama. There's no pro sports. There's nothing to take your attention away in the world of sports away from Alabama-Auburn. That's it. It's an intrastate. That's 100% of everything is Alabama versus Auburn. Now, yes, you got some good places. You got Troy. By the way, really good sports program, right? Football, baseball right now. Baseball team. Heck yeah. You've got Samford. They've been playing well in the regional. You've got UAB. I mean, you got lots of, but I'm talking about what dominates that state. Alabama versus Auburn dominates that state. You can't say that about Ohio State and Michigan. I mean, and I think Ohio State and Michigan is right at the top of the best rivalries you could have. And again, I'm a college guy, so for me it'd be the best rivalries, period. Any pro sport, any worldwide sport, doesn't matter to me. I'm a college sports and high school sports guy. So that defeats, supersedes anything else in my world for me. But the only difference is in Alabama, I bet you, if you lived in Alabama, let's say you're a Buckeye fan, but you live in Alabama, you would be astonished at the obsession every minute of the day they have about each other. If you moved to Ohio, I don't think you'd get the same feel. I mean, you think about it. In Ohio, you've got a million different things to distract you. Pro sports left and right. You've got two NFL teams. You've got the Cincinnati Reds. Yeah, the Cleveland Indians, two Major League Baseball teams. You have the Blue Jackets and hockey, right? You have a million different things going on in Ohio. Now, I'm just talking about sports, right? I mean, you have the beach in Alabama, beautiful beach in Alabama, the Gulf Coast there. But I'm talking about sports-related. Michigan. You got a million things to distract you from Michigan football, right? You have Michigan State, and Michigan State's not nearly popular like Michigan, but it does have its niche, right? Sparty's got a niche. And you have pro sports all over that state. All over that state to take fans away from just Michigan football. In Alabama and Auburn, you've got nothing else. Nothing else sports-wise. To me, that's the difference. Now, if you were to just take fan bases, regardless of Ohio having all these other options in-state with pro sports, and the same with Michigan. If you were to just take Michigan fans and Ohio State fans and say, let's measure the passion, there's no question. It'd be right at the top. I don't know that I think it would supersede Alabama-Auburn. I don't think I would do that. And I think if you moved to Michigan, Ohio, and Alabama, I don't think you'd feel the same passion every day, randomly on the street, for Alabama-Auburn or for Ohio State-Michigan like you would Alabama-Auburn. There's way too many other things going on. That, to me, is a difference. Now, it also depends on where we at with both teams. Michigan, Ohio State this last year was better than Auburn and Alabama. Right? I mean, that game meant way more than the Alabama-Auburn game. And I know if you're an Alabama-Auburn fan, you're going to say, well, Bill, you're crazy. Well, what was riding on the other than I hate you, I want to beat you every time we play, what was riding on the Alabama-Auburn game? Nothing. Other than the simple in-state pride that you have, which exists 24/7. I get that part. Michigan-Ohio State had, well, at the moment, a lot riding on it. Turns out Ohio State got in anyways. But at the time, that was a monumental moment of what could be. That was the most important Michigan-Ohio State game since the 06 game. When we had the conversation on this show 1,000 times, they may play again in the national championship, the BCS game. That game in 06 had a division, a league, and a national championship all as part of it, as possibilities as part of it. So, again, it depends on what's going on with the two teams. I'll also say this, and if you're a Buckeye fan, obviously you don't want to hear this, but the Michigan-Ohio State game has upped its intensity because Michigan's now winning that game. They weren't winning that game at all. And if you're an impartial guy, me, when it comes to those two teams, not that I care who wins the game, but I got to admit, Michigan winning it has made that thing way more interesting. I didn't give them a chance to win any of those games through the years. And now they're winning that game, and it's got Buckeye fans incredibly upset about it, and I can absolutely understand why. And the most upsetting part of it is you're getting physically whipped in that ball game. Football, and I know there's a lot of finesse and a lot of chuck and duck and all that, but football is also, when it comes to dudes, a very physical thing, right? And when it's your team getting whooped, that's hard. I don't mean the scoreboard, although that's the final arbiter of the truth. But I mean stylistically getting physically whooped in that ball game. That's hard. Yeah, that's difficult. So that would be the difference to me. That's the only thing. I just think there's, if you're from Ohio or from Michigan and you moved, I don't care what city in Alabama, you could move to Huntsville, due north, or go to Mobile, due south, or anywhere in between. I don't think you would say that every day, randomly in Ohio and Michigan, there's an obsession like that. I'll tell you the other thing. Let me take this another level. Media members in the state of Alabama, and I'm talking about dudes who are from there, not dudes who move into there. I mean, you grew up there. Now you're in the media. You work at one of the papers. You work at one of the websites. But you're from there, meaning you lived it since the day you were born. They are as passionate about that as a random rabid fan, which side they're on, Alabama or Auburn. Now, again, Alabama has more. Alabama dominates more, dominates most of that state. But the rivalry is intense. I have had media members tell me, I'm talking about in the state of Alabama, and again, guys who are born there, not some dude who moved in there to take a job that didn't grow up with it, obsessing over another team being investigated, meaning Auburn or Alabama. Didn't matter which one. Alabama being investigated, Auburn fan, media member, just out of the blue, Bill, they're going down, man. I mean, passionately telling me this. Just out of nowhere, Bill, they're going down. I've been looking into this. This is bad, Bill. They're going down, man. I mean, like, I don't know, like you're talking Hatfields and McCoys here. And I've had Alabama say the same thing about Auburn. Also said the same thing about Tennessee and the Albert Means deal. But all that was going on for years. Well, Feinbaum had that going on. But that's folks, they're both wonderful, but I don't know that you would get the same everyday feel in Ohio or Michigan that you would get in Alabama. Simply because of Alabama and Auburn dominating that state. No fan of the 863. All you have to look into to know about Alabama-Auburn and how powerful it is look at what it did for Feinbaum. That is 100% true. Paul Feinbaum took an in-state rivalry that if you're not from there, you probably don't, I mean, you love the game, it's fun to watch, but you don't have an emotional investment in it, right? Now, a lot of people have adopted Alabama through the years, but I'm just talking about random people in other states and turned it into a situation that has national appeal. Feinbaum did that. Basically, his show all the way up to the SEC Network, and some of it at the SEC Network, is based on one game, or one rivalry, I should say. That's Alabama and Auburn. And milked it. Now, look, give him credit. I didn't think that would work. They asked me it's serious when they were talking about bringing him on in the afternoon. They asked me about it. I said, I don't think that format will work. You can't sit there and play Alabama versus Auburn on a show that's national. Well, he did it. I didn't think it would work. He's made it work. Now, I personally, if that's all we ever did, I'd be so bored I couldn't do it. I love that topic, but I couldn't do it every day like Feinbaum. I've got to have more variety in that. Ags and Strohs. Bill, the Iron Bowl is number one, and Michigan, Ohio State is two. And then a big gap to all the rest. The list had A&M versus Texas, but didn't have Texas versus OU. He said, I know they say that is the bigger rivalry game. It is. It is. Anyways, good note. No, man, I'm just telling. That's the only thing is just Alabama, man. It's not like Ohio and Michigan. It's not the same, y'all. All right, we'll get the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It looked like a motorcycle up against the wall a few minutes ago on 65 northbound at Trinity Lane. Of course, the heaviest flow is coming southbound. We've had a couple of wrecks already on I-40 out in the Hermitage area. Westbound is still running slow as you approach the airport there at Donaldson Pike. Coming in from Wilson County has made things a little bit slow. South of Nashville, they're still working that truck crash down in Murray County. It's got traffic slow on 65 southbound around the 37-mile marker. Hey, it's time to call Crest Pest Control. They do more than your average pest control company. Check them out online today at crestpestcontrol.net. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hello, this is Philip Cox from Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. Are you looking for new and exciting things to do with the family during the spring and summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free, a summer pass starting in May where kids 15 and under receive 2 free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join the fun as well. Visit any of the 5 local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Murfreesboro, Donelson, Hermitage, and Tusculum to register or just visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
May is Indoor Air Quality Awareness Month, and now is the perfect time to make sure your home is a clean air home. Radon Radon Mitigation is Nashville's licensed and NRPP certified radon mitigation company, serving the entire Volunteer State. Radon is odorless and colorless, so testing every 2 years is the safest path for homeowners. And with Davidson County Homes testing higher than the national average, now is the time for radon testing. Let Alex and his team at Radon Radon Mitigation make your home a clean air home. May is Indoor Air Quality Awareness Month, and Radon Radon Mitigation is the only name to know. Give them a call today at 931-47-RADON. That's 931-477-2366. Or online at chooseradont.com. That's chooseradont.com.
Hey, I'm Alex with Radon Radon Mitigation, proud sponsor of the Atlanta Braves on WNSR.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Time now for the WNSR Braves broadcast schedule update. Brought to you by Klein Preston Law Group.
Live from Truist Park this Tuesday, the Mets come to town to battle the Atlanta Braves for a 3-game homestand. The New York Mets are currently in third place in the NL East. Coverage begins at 6:05.
Swung on a fly ball to deep right. That's carrying back there to the wall. Grand slam!
To know anything about college football, consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
Non-playing portion of the season, we absolutely can do the who hates whom more. We can do that. We can do it. No, I can promise you. We hate them more than you hate your enemy. I know this for sure, Bill. No, I'm getting that from all angles. No, it's a worthy conversation. The more haters, now if we're going to change the conversation to just overall hate, doesn't matter what the rivalry is, Michigan's right at the top. Michigan may have more in-league haters than any other school. I'd say, well, let me back up. Texas in the Big 12 is right at the top. And again, I'm talking about inside your league. Inside your league, I would say Texas is probably number one. Michigan would be number two. If it's all encompassing, Michigan's got more haters. If it's you don't have to be in a league, but it includes teams in leagues, Notre Dame would be number one. But again, back to the rivalry item. Couple of notes here on the text line. 615-844-5600. Yeah, all you have to do is just get yourself a you just have to register to text the show. That's all you have to do. Just register. And you're right in there. 615-844-5600. Mick says, Bill, I'm a Husker fan, Nebraska fan, in Ohio. And yes, the hate is there every day between the Buckeyes and Michigan. Every day, anytime someone starts talking about the other. Topwater Assassin in South Carolina. I promise you, Bill, it sucks more to lose in the Clemson-Carolina rivalry than it does Michigan-Ohio State. My neighbors are Gamecocks. Ohio State fans don't know many Michigan fans. When you are intrastate, as opposed to being contiguous states, is that a difference maker? I mean, you can still have a heated, hated rivalry, but don't a lot of Ohio's – I would think more Michigan fans live in Ohio than vice versa. I do not know that to be a fact. That is a blind guess that I have nothing to back that up. You folks up there, tell me if that's true or not. I'm guessing more Michigan people or Michigan fans live in Ohio than the other way around. But let's say you're in South Carolina or Mississippi State. There's a good chance you're going to have neighbors that are part, you know, that are the enemy school, right? What are the chances in Ohio your neighbor is going to be a Michigan fan? Now, again, Ohio is a way more populated state than Alabama is. So there's some difference there when you're talking about geography or fan base and everything else. There's a difference when you're talking about the number of people inside the state, too. That's another item for Alabama. Alabama is a state that, population-wise, isn't close to what Ohio is. You're not going to have the variety there. And you have, again, no pro sports that are at least in-state to distract you. Josh says, Bill, I know plenty of those bleephead fans. I don't associate with them. Thank God I know how to edit on the fly. Check Bogey 6, who is in Detroit. Michigan needs to gather it all and beat the teams and not talk beforehand, and I'm a Michigan fan. I hear you, man. No fan in the 863. Florida State, Miami are huge, but it's so much better when they are all three good. When they are all good, it's pretty hard to beat. Yeah, but we haven't. We looked this up one time. It was probably 4 to 5 to 6 years ago. And we were marveling at Miami's run between 83 and 01 and Florida State in the 90s. And Florida was Spurrier in 96. Urban Meyer went it in 06 and 08. And there for a stretch, if you think about it, between 83 and 08, which is, what, 25 years? You've got 7. You've got 11. Check my math now. Between those three, between 83 and 08, which is 25 years, I believe, you've got 11 national championships, almost half the national championships over a quarter of a century were from the state of Florida. And it wasn't just one school doing it. It was three schools. Now, Miami had the most, but three schools, which is further amazing. But when was the last time? And I don't remember. All three were really good at the same time. It'd have to be somewhere around 01, right? Because Miami was winning a national championship in 01. Florida was a national championship contender until they lost their last regular season game to Tennessee. And Florida State hadn't really entered the lost decade yet, even though that was the decade. It was about to happen to them, but not yet. So 01 might be the most recent year where all three were good together. Now, Florida State was coming off 3 years in the first three BCS championship games. But that's the most recent time when all three were good simultaneously. So we're going 20-plus years here. All right, we'll get the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. An earlier wreck slowed down traffic through Hermitage on 40 westbound near Donaldson Pike. It's just wrong place, wrong time with all that traffic coming in right now from Wilson County through Hermitage right now, 40 westbound. Still working that tractor-trailer crash south of Nashville down in Murray County on 65 southbound around the 37-mile marker. Traffic still limping along down through there. It's heavy, but it's moving in from Dixon County on I-40 East headed up towards Kingston Springs. Hey, Nash Painting, they service all of Middle Tennessee. Check them out online today at NashPainting.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Klein Preston Law Group in Nashville, a proud sponsor of the Atlanta Braves and the Southeastern Conference, has over two decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, business structure, and international law. The Klein Preston Law Group has represented clients in state and federal court throughout the state of Tennessee, all the way to the United States Supreme Court. For more information, go to their website, Klein with a K, PrestonLaw.com.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here. Somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
With the new hot games from the Tennessee Lottery, cold hard cash is waiting to take your summer fun to the next level. And with sizzling top prizes of up to $500,000, these games could have what you need to make every day fun in the sun.
Oh yeah, this summer is going to be a scorcher. Grab the new hot games today at your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer. But careful, they're hot. The Tennessee Lottery, game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Golfers, swing into Edwin Watts Golf Shops. We've been serving golfers since 1968. Let us help you find the hottest gear from bags, balls, shoes, and apparel. All in stock at the best prices. Come in and test drive the latest arrivals from Titleist, TaylorMade, Callaway, Ping, and more. While you're there, get custom fit by one of our golf experts. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Shop us in store or online at edwinwattsgolfshops.com.
Sports fans, listen to Youth Connect on Monday nights at 6 and hear me, Seagull Boys basketball coach Matt Rigsby and Darren McFarland.
Hey, listen to Youth Connect on Monday nights from 6 until 7 o'clock as we highlight high-level trainers, coaches, and players in and around Middle Tennessee. Give us a call at 615-844-5600. We live video stream all of our shows on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch.
And hear me, Seagull Boys basketball coach Matt Rigsby.
And hear me, Darren McFarland, live on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
The home of commitments and other stuff. The Bill King Show.
Bill Kev up in Chicago. Bill, what does it say about a rivalry when a coach says they won't buy gas in the state? I've had fans say that. Josh won't buy gas in Michigan. I believe I heard Jim and Jupiter say he will not pull over and get gas in Hogtown. I think Allen might have said that. I've heard that before. 614 Rob up in Ohio. Bill, I lived in Michigan, and he's a big Buckeye fan. I lived in Michigan 8 years. And I can tell you the rivalry means a lot more in Ohio than it does Michigan. And yes, more Michigan fans live in Ohio than the other way around. They come to Ohio for jobs because the Michigan economy sucks. Kirkland down in Macon, Georgia, where we will be when? In September. Bill, more haters as an individual is public enemy number one, Stetson Bennett the fourth. I don't know that Stetson Bennett has a lot of haters. He has a lot of disrespecters, I think would be the more appropriate word, right? I don't think just out-and-out hate at all. I think of people who don't give him the credit as what he accomplished as an individual player. Everybody that's not a Georgia fan, and I wouldn't say everyone, but they certainly understand the might of Georgia football as it is and what Stetson Bennett was part of. But they don't tend to acknowledge him as an individual star, right? They don't anoint him rock star status. Let me tell you something. As the years progress, I think Stetson Bennett's star will ascend more. And I don't mean for anything he does forward or anything Georgia does or doesn't do forward, right? I just think with time, and time will teach us again the lesson, how hard it is to do what he did. How unusual that is. Now, again, he had a lot of good players around him. Okay, that's true. And in 21, he had what I think has to be acknowledged as a generational defense. He had lots of bodyguards. You still have to do the job. You can't just roll anybody out there and say, okay, all this talent, just kind of don't screw it up and... No, it's not that easy. And he also had a bunch of guys in a quarterback room with immeasurably more notoriety in recruiting than he would ever have. But I think he's got more disrespecters than out-and-out haters, unless you want to equate those two words, and sometimes people would. But I would say more of just people don't respect what it took for him to pull that off. How many quarterbacks do you know right now could have done what he did in the Ohio State game down late in the third the way they were down? You just think you plug any dude in there and that happens? Do or die against Ohio State. I mean literally do or die. How many quarterbacks right now you think would have negotiated Georgia to a W there? That's hard. I don't care who you are. That is hard, man. Bryce Young would have. Yeah, I'll give you Bryce Young. How many others? Caleb Williams make plays to make that happen? I would think so. There's two. Drake May. I don't think it's a huge list, y'all. I don't. Danny in New York City says, Bill, no more annoying fan base than the Buckeyes. No disrespect to any of the Buckeye fans on the show, but as a whole, Buckeye fans are the worst. I think SEC fans would agree. Danny is our favorite police officer ever, and JD's on that list too in Kolioka. He's a retired Metro police officer. But, Danny, I've had this question. These YouTube videos of these First Amendment auditor guys that go up to cops and ask them when they are ID'd what's your reasonable, articulable suspicion and try and get the police, you know, try and shame the police. And sometimes it works. It's really unfortunate because it paints the police officers in a bad light because it's the videos where they're wrong or they walk off knowing they don't have anything and they get told off by the auditor guy. It's also entertaining. I don't know how many of you have watched those. And I'm pro-police, but it is entertaining. But I don't know, being in New York like he is, which God knows what that entails, has he ever been approached by any guys like that? But it's always they're filming on purpose to coax the police in, on something that's public, probably, but they're going to say it's private. And so the police approach the guy filming. Maybe he's filming the police station, but he's standing in the public area. And so the police come and say, you can't film here. Yes, I can. It's public. So they debate it, and then, well, hey, I need your ID. I'm not giving you my ID. Why? Because am I arrested? Am I detained? I'm not giving you my ID. And that's where the argument is. I just wonder if he's had that. Some of those dudes approach him. What that would be like. Those are fun. No, they're funny videos. All right, hour 3. Balls of Steel coming up. Yeah, get your nominations.